Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling mattresses.
Ooh, fun.
But not just any mattresses. Really? Specifically, plush mattresses.
Yes.
Which seem to be
very popular.
All the rage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to help me with this,
yes,
we have a great article from Mattress Advisory.
Absolutely.
That breaks down some top picks.
Yeah.
Before we jump into it, though,
yes,
I want to remind everyone to check out the show notes for links to exclusive discounts for any of the mattresses that we talked about today.
Nice.
In case any of them pique your interest.
That's awesome.
So this deep dive was inspired by a listener who's looking for a new plush mattress, but is feeling a little overwhelmed.
Understandably.
By the sheer number of options available.
For sure.
So today,
yeah,
we're going to unpack this Mattress Advisory article.
Okay.
And hopefully by the end of this, you'll have a clear idea of what to look for.
Absolutely.
To make your mattress hunt less of a chore.
I love it.
So to set the stage a little bit,
okay,
this article focuses on the best plush mattresses in several categories,
okay,
including overall best for side sleepers, best value.
Gotcha.
Best for back pain, and best for combination sleepers.
Okay, so they break it down.
It also delves into key factors to consider when choosing a plush mattress,
right,
like weight, sleeping position, material, mattress type.
Okay.
Support firmness, breathability, temperature regulation,
wow,
and trustworthiness.
That's a lot.
It is.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this listener specifically mentioned that they are a side sleeper.
Okay.
And that they often wake up with lower back pain.
Gotcha.
So we're going to keep that in mind as we go through these different mattresses.
Okay.
So let's dive right in.
Let's do it.
The article starts with the Helix Sunset Lux.
Okay.
Which is their pick for the best overall plush mattress.
Makes sense.
Now, they describe this mattress as feeling like sinking into a cloud.
Ooh, I love that.
So that sounds pretty dreamy.
Right.
But what is it about this mattress that actually makes it stand out?
Yeah, so besides the, you know, the dreamy imagery,
right,
I think what's interesting about the Helix Sunset Lux is the zoned coil system.
Oh.
So these coils are designed to provide extra support in the lumbar region, which could be a game changer for someone with, you know, back pain.
Right.
Especially lower back pain.
Like targeted support.
Exactly.
Where you need it most.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, are there any downsides to this mattress?
Yeah. So the article mentions that it might not be ideal for people over 300 pounds.
Okay.
The plushness could potentially lead to too much sinkage, which, you know, might compromise the support for heavier individuals.
Right.
They also say it's not the best choice for strict stomach sleepers.
Okay, because stomach sleepers generally need a firmer surface to keep their spine aligned.
Exactly.
So it makes sense. It's fascinating, though, how much thought goes into designing these mattresses.
It's a science.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the next mattress.
Okay.
This is the Nola Evolution 15-inch.
Oh.
And the article highlights this as the best plush mattress for side sleepers.
Oh, fantastic.
So what makes it so special for side sleepers?
So they rave about its superior pressure relief.
Oh, okay.
And you remember how we talked about the importance of cushioning those shoulders and hips for side sleepers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Nola Evolution seems to excel in that department.
That's good.
And it's available in three firmness options.
All right.
So you can really fine-tune it to your liking.
I like options.
Yeah.
So are there any downsides to this one?
So there are a couple of things to keep in mind.
Okay.
First, the article does say that at 15 inches, it is quite a large mattress.
Yeah.
Which, you know, could be a plus if you like that extra height.
Right.
But it might be a bit overwhelming if you preferred a lower profile bed.
Yeah. And the other thing is they mentioned that it is a bit on the pricier side.
Okay.
So luxurious comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent pressure relief.
Yeah.
But potentially bulky and expensive things to consider.
So far we've got like the cloud mattress
and
we've got the luxurious mattress. What about something for the budget conscious folks out there?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like myself.
Let's talk about that.
So this one is the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid.
Okay.
And the article calls this one the best value option.
Okay.
What do they have to say about this one?
So they say the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid is all about striking that balance.
Okay.
Between pressure relief and responsive support without the hefty price tag.
Nice.
And like the Nola Evolution.
Yeah.
It comes in three firmness levels.
I love options.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong with options.
So are there any downsides to this one?
So there's one thing the article points out that might be relevant to you.
Okay. They say that it has minimal sinkage compared to some other options.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really looking for that, truly melting into the mattress feeling, it might not be the best fit.
Okay, so maybe not for those who want to feel like they're floating on a cloud.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered overall best sleeper, best value.
Yes.
What about back pain?
Oh, yes, that's right. You mentioned that. Yeah. You have some back pain.
I do.
So the article highlights the Bear Elite Hybrid as the best for back pain.
Okay.
They say it's specifically designed to provide targeted lumbar support.
Another targeted support.
Yeah, seems to be a trend.
I like it.
It's a good trend.
So how does this mattress actually achieve that?
So it uses a combination of technologies.
Okay.
It incorporates cooling technology and copper-infused memory foam.
Interesting.
Which helps prevent overheating.
Okay.
Which in turn can contribute to a more comfortable and pain-free sleep experience.
Mm. It's not just about the physical structure.
Yeah.
It's about the materials themselves.
Yeah.
Playing a role. Mm. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So are there any downsides to this mattress?
So the article mentions two potential drawbacks.
Okay.
First, like the Nola Evolution, it is on the pricier side.
Right.
And second, they note that the edge support while sitting isn't the best.
Interesting.
So if you tend to sit on the edge of your bed to, you know, get ready in the morning, that's something to consider.
It's all about the little details, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so before we move on to the last mattress on this list, I do want to touch on something you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Which is the importance of considering your weight.
Right.
When choosing a mattress.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Of course.
Yeah.
So a mattress that feels perfectly plush to someone who weighs 150 pounds might feel entirely different to someone who weighs 250 pounds.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Heavier individuals need more support.
Mm-hmm. To prevent excessive sinkage.
Right.
Which can lead to spinal misalignment and discomfort.
So it's not just about how a mattress feels in the showroom.
Right.
It's about how it performs under your specific weight.
Exactly.
And body type.
Yes.
Which it seems like this article is taking into account.
They do a good job of that.
When making its recommendations.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the final mattress on their list.
Okay.
This one is the Puffy Lux.
The Puffy Lux.
And they categorize this one as the best for combination sleepers.
Okay.
So people who tend to shift positions throughout the night.
Gotcha.
What makes this a good option for combination sleepers?
So the article highlights its ability to contour to the body.
Okay.
While still providing adequate support,
mm-hmm.
which is crucial for combination sleepers.
Right.
They also mentioned it's excellent for back pain and hot sleepers.
So it seems to tick a lot of boxes.
It does.
But I'm guessing there's some caveats as well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, nothing's perfect.
Right. They do point out that it might not be firm enough for stomach sleepers.
Okay.
Or heavier individuals.
Gotcha.
So while it's great for combination sleepers,
it
might not be the best fit for everyone.
No single mattress can cater to every possible need.
Exactly.
But so far, we've covered five promising options.
Yes.
The Helix Sunset Lux, the Nola Evolution 15-inch, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid, the Bear Elite Hybrid, and the Puffy Lux.
That's a good start.
So that's a great starting point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already feeling much more informed just from this.
Yeah, me too.
But I know there's still so much to learn about this whole world of plush mattresses.
For sure. Welcome back, everyone, for part two.
All right, so we dove into those five mattress recommendations.
We did.
But now I want to talk more broadly about just, like, choosing a plush mattress in general.
Of course.
What are some other things we need to think about?
So many things.
Besides just those five specific mattresses.
Yeah. So I think one thing that's important to consider is the materials.
Okay.
You know, what is your mattress actually made of?
Yeah. Are there certain materials that are, like, better than others?
For sure.
In terms of, like, health and sustainability?
Absolutely.
I'm definitely trying to be mindful of that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. And the article actually does a good job of outlining some things to look for.
Okay.
So they mention certifications like CertiPure US and Green Guard Gold.
And what do those mean?
So these certifications ensure that the materials used in the mattress are free from harmful chemicals like formaldehyde, heavy metals, and ozone depleters.
So those are like a seal of approval, basically.
Yeah, basically.
So you know that you're getting a safe and healthy mattress.
Exactly.
Okay, so are there any other materials or features that I should be paying attention to?
Yeah, so you mentioned that you're a hot sleeper.
I am.
Yeah. So did you know that different materials can affect how much heat?
Oh, yeah.
A mattress traps?
Yeah, that's a big one for me.
Right.
I'm always looking for ways to stay cool at night.
So the article actually highlights a few options that might be right up your alley.
Okay, call me.
Okay, so first, they talk about cooling covers.
Okay.
Imagine like a breathable layer that wicks away moisture and heat.
Okay.
They also mention quilted cotton toppers.
Okay.
So they can add a bit of that classic softness without trapping too much heat.
Okay.
Now, what about those more high-tech options like gel-infused memory foam?
Ooh, yeah.
Have you heard of those?
I have, but I'm a little skeptical.
I get it. They sound almost too good to be true.
Right.
But the gel beads in the foam...
Okay.
Absorb and distribute heat, creating a cooler surface.
Okay.
So it's ideal for people who want that, you know, body contouring feel of memory foam without overheating.
So it's like science working to keep you cool.
It is.
That's awesome.
What about latex?
Oh, yeah. Latex. I've heard good things about latex.
It's a great option.
It's for breathability.
Yeah. It's naturally breathable because of its open cell structure, allowing for good airflow.
Okay.
And it's more responsive than memory foam.
Okay.
So it doesn't trap as much heat.
Okay.
Plus, it's a more sustainable choice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's important to me.
All right, so I'm adding that to my list of things to look for.
So the article also mentions something called pocket coils.
Oh, yes.
What are those?
Okay, so remember how you said you toss and turn a bit?
I do.
And you don't want to disturb your partner?
Yeah.
So pocket coils are individually encased springs that move independently.
Okay.
So this means they conform to your body and absorb movement.
Interesting.
So your partner won't be bouncing around every time you move.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So it's like personalized support.
Right.
But also keeps the peace.
Exactly.
Great. And the article mentioned that fabric encased pocket coils, in particular, are good for breathability.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they allow for better airflow.
So it's like a win-win.
Exactly.
Better breathability and...
Less motion transfer.
Less motion transfer.
Yeah.
Now, what about things like warranties and trial periods?
Oh, yeah. That's so important.
Especially when you're investing in something like a mattress.
Especially a mattress.
Right.
Yeah, so a good warranty shows that the company stands behind their product.
Mm-hmm.
And a trial period gives you a chance to actually sleep on the mattress.
Right.
At home and see if it's the right fit.
Yeah. That's key.
It's like a test drive.
It is a test drive.
For your sleep.
Exactly. Because what feels good for 5 minutes in a showroom...
Might not feel good.
Might be a completely different story.
Very different.
When you're actually sleeping on it.
Right.
Every night.
Yes.
Now, can we go back to firmness levels?
Yes.
Okay. I know we touched on it briefly.
Yeah.
But I'd love to get a little more clarity on how to choose the right firmness.
Yeah. So, you know, even within the plush category, there's a range of firmness.
Yeah. And I like...
Right.
I love plush.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to sink in
so
much that I feel unsupported.
Yeah. So the article breaks down the different firmness levels within that plush category.
Okay.
So first, they talk about a truly soft mattress.
Okay.
And this is great for pressure relief,
right.
especially for side sleepers. But they do caution that too much softness might not provide adequate support, particularly for stomach sleepers.
Right. I could see that.
So then they talk about medium soft.
Okay.
Which provides that gentle hug without sacrificing too much support.
Okay.
So these can also work well for back sleepers who enjoy a subtle contouring sensation.
So medium soft is like a good middle ground?
Yeah, like a good starting point.
What about medium firmness?
Oh, the classic medium.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a popular option for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Goldilocks zone.
Yeah.
Not too soft, not too firm.
Yeah.
Suitable for a wide range of sleeping positions.
Okay.
And often recommended as a good starting point if you're not sure what you prefer.
So it's like the all-rounder.
Exactly.
Now, what if you want a bit more support?
Then you might want to consider a medium firm mattress.
Okay.
So these provide a firmer feel while still having some give.
Okay.
And they're often recommended for back and stomach sleepers.
Okay.
Because they help maintain spinal alignment.
So as you go up in firmness, you get more support.
More support.
Interesting.
And then finally, they talk about firm mattresses, which are all about that stable, unyielding support.
Okay.
And these are a favorite among scumbag sleepers because they help keep the spine aligned and prevent the hips from sinking too deeply.
Wow. There's a whole science to mattress firmness.
It's fascinating.
It is. It's amazing how much goes into designing a mattress that caters to specific sleep needs.
And body types.
Yeah.
And the article also goes beyond firmness levels to explore different mattress types.
Oh, right. We talked about memory foam and latex.
Yes.
But I'm curious about some of the other options that they mentioned.
So they talk about organic mattresses.
Okay.
Which are great if you're looking for natural, sustainable materials.
Okay.
So these are typically made with things like organic cotton wool and latex, and they're free from harmful chemicals.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about like those traditional innerspring mattresses?
Yeah, those are still around.
Are those still a good choice?
Yeah, they can be.
Okay.
So they're known for their durability and that classic bouncy feel.
Right.
They may not be as contouring as memory foam or latex.
Okay.
But they're a solid choice if you prefer a more responsive sleep surface.
And then finally, there are the hybrid mattresses.
The hybrids
seem to be
very popular.
All the rage these days.
Yeah, they're like the best of both worlds.
It's okay. So.
So they combine the support of inner spring coils with the pressure relief of memory foam or latex.
So you get support and comfort in one packet.
And because they have coils,
they
tend to sleep cooler
than
all foam mattresses.
So they're good for hot sleepers.
Yeah.
Like me.
Exactly.
Awesome.
The article mentions that they're particularly well suited for stomach sleepers.
Okay.
Because they offer that supportive core while still providing enough cushioning.
This is so helpful.
Good.
I feel like I'm really starting to see how all of these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
Like sleeping position materials, firmness level certifications, warranties, trial periods. Like,
it's a lot to consider.
It's a lot to consider, but it's so important.
I agree.
To do your research when it comes to your mattress.
Absolutely. We spend a third of our lives on our mattress.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. Welcome back for the final part.
Part three.
Of our plush mattress deep dive.
It's exciting.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like a mattress expert now.
I know, me too.
We've covered so much ground.
We really have.
From those initial five mattress recommendations.
Right.
To like all these other factors that go into choosing the right one.
It's a lot.
It is.
But I think we've given our listeners.
I think so.
Like a really good
framework for making a decision.
The biggest takeaway for me is that there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to mattresses.
It's got to be personal.
It does.
Yeah.
It's so personal.
You're spending a third of your life on this thing.
It's like the best mattress.
Exactly.
The one that meets your needs and preferences.
Your unique needs.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think this deep dive has given our listener, I think so too,
a fantastic framework for making that decision.
Yeah. They know what questions to ask, what features to prioritize. Mm. They know the pitfalls to avoid.
They've got like a personalized mattress guide now.
Basically.
And don't forget, we talked about those five mattresses earlier.
Yes.
The Helix Sunset Lux, the Nola Evolution, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid, the Bareilles Hybrid, and the Puffy Lux.
Oh, great options.
And they all cater to
different
needs.
Different needs.
So hopefully our listener has a good sense of which ones they might want to explore further.
Absolutely.
But before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listener with one final thought-provoking question.
I love it.
What other factors beyond what we've discussed might influence their decision?
Yeah, so we've focused on, you know, these core elements.
Right.
But there's so many other things to consider.
What are some?
So things like budget.
Okay, yeah.
You know, brand reputation.
All right.
Environmental impact.
Mm-hmm.
Even the aesthetic appeal of the mattress.
Yeah, like how it looks.
Exactly.
In your bedroom.
Yeah, does it match your style?
Right, exactly.
Because at the end of the day, you want a mattress that not only supports your body, but also just like fits seamlessly into your lifestyle and values.
And values, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's been a journey.
It has.
But hopefully our listener feels empowered.
I think so.
To make a decision that leads to those blissful restful nights.
The nights of our dreams.
That we all deserve.
Exactly. And remember to check out those links in the show notes.
Yes, don't forget.
For exclusive discounts.
For exclusive discounts on all those mattresses.
Absolutely.
We talked about today.
It's a great deal.
So thanks for joining us on another deep dive.
Of course.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.